Hey, this is Lucky. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor and they're dead to us. So head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code professionalcasual at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like order for like paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks.
Hey, my electric casuals, and welcome to another episode of Bad Dice and Skulls. It's a better work podcast on the internet. Are we doing this the whole time? No. I'm Taylor, your personal grudge bearer, and with me is Dan.
Yeah, I'm here.
Say hi to the peoples, Dan.
Hi to the peoples, Dan.
Good job. You did great. Dan, before we get started, I want to shout out some stuff and things, okay?
Go for it.
First on our list is the people over on patreon.com/professionalcasual. These people help us do what we do every day, keep the lights on, and keep Tim from eating the thing that I forgot to write down.
Ooh.
Which would be Brooks's event.
Don't eat Brooks's event, Tim.
That's what I'm saying. We don't want Tim to eat Brooks's event, so you better sign up on Patreon.
He's such a menace sometimes, eating Brooks's event.
The last time I ate Brooks's event. So I want to thank our big current subbies. Of X-Paxes, Iron Maze, Tau, Enmity, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilted Sparky, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Vela, Santa, Pagan Prince, David Handsome, Mandy Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, Sharon, and Cottonmouth MTR. And then we have our newest member, Spencer's Ruben, Nick, Known Factory Worker, which is the best name ever.
Right.
It's so good.
So we have an update.
Okay.
The one that you just said is Sharon is pronounced like the younger, Culkin brother.
Macaulay?
No, the younger one.
Macaulay Jr.?
Kieran.
Macaulay, but
Kieran
younger.
Culkin? Shut up. Mary Kate and Ashley Culkin.
That works really well.
It's kind of scary. I don't know what it is. We're super tired today, so get ready for punching nonsense. But yes, it's pronounced that way. I think it was in the Discord.
Is it Kieran?
Isn't that what I said?
I heard Karen for some reason, and I was like, oh no.
Kieran Culkin.
Kieran Culkin. I didn't know Macaulay Culkin had a younger sibling.
He like won an Oscar.
Who?
Kieran Culkin. I love you so much. pencil in hair.
Never heard of this person. They don't exist. So anyways, electric casuals. That's the tier you want to sign up for if you want to be cool and help just specifically this show and show everybody how show you show love show. So in our electric casuals tier, we have Tony M, Meerkat, Stefan, Rev Right Mad, Cliff, Elite Eight Showdown was canceled. Anthony, Manuel, the Neil Harris, Lil Willie, Carlos, Nick Barron, and Nick Martin. There's so many Nicks.
So much Nicks.
So much Nick. Well, thanks everybody for helping us with stuff. Dan.
Hi.
We're talking about stuff and things today, and one of the things and stuff that I want to talk about actually correlates with games played in Hobby Hobby. Gan fell asleep.
Yeah, Gan, good bad game.
This is going to be a good one. Dan fell asleep, everybody. So I did hobby.
You hobbied.
I did. I cleaned up all of the...
You shared it with Discord and everybody was proud of you and patted you on the back and said, good boy.
I even scratched my own back with a back scratcher.
Good boy.
He's a good boy. I am. Am I golden retriever energy?
You, yes, absolutely.
I feel like what dog is golden retriever-esque but will hurt you?
A boxer, but they'll hurt you on accident.
No, it hurts you on purpose. Like a Rottweiler? No.
No dog hurts you on purpose except Chihuahuas because they're little monsters.
So Dr. D's a Chihuahua?
Yes. Absolutely.
Can we call him a Pomeranian? No, I don't want to do that because I hate Pomeranians.
He's not fluffy, though.
He's not fluffy. You're right.
If he was fluffy, maybe. He's definitely a Chihuahua.
Speaking of Dr. D, he's streaming right now over at twitch.tv/casualnetwork.
I saw him on live and I was like, on a Thursday? And now I'm thinking, oh yeah, that often happens because we often record on Thursdays and he happens to be streaming.
He's been playing games and stuff lately too. He's a person and I like him. Anyways, I cut up all of those Slayers, most of those Slayers that the real Nick Cannon got me.
Yeah.
By cut up, I mean I cut the flashing and whatnot off the supports.
I was going to say I didn't understand what you meant, but
I cut those lives into pieces. I still haven't fixed one of the Doomseekers. It was sitting behind me. But now that's a place where I play games. And then I sprayed them with what's that GW Flesh Wash stuff? Wraithbone.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. They're ready for some contrasting because I'm going to contrast the heck out of them.
Well, it's something like Slayers. You contrasted some Slayers already and it looks just fine. Slapped some of that Gilliman flesh on, especially on Wraithbone. Boom.
Yeah. And it's done. Yep.
Like you could highlight it if you want, but you don't usually need to. Once in a while, you get like some blotches here and there and then a little highlight.
So really the
goes a long way.
The only big issue with Slayers is the orange and flesh tone are so drastically different that if you mess up that hair at all, it's so noticeable, right? So that's really the only time where I have to like go in and like be precise.
Yeah.
Is when I do the orange for the hair. But other than that, I can contrast almost the whole miniature and then metallics and I'm done.
Yeah, for real. Slayers are nice and simple that way. And then you could do some more if you wanted to by like giving them striped pants or something.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Tattoos.
A lot of the contrast paints too, you can just, you know, let's say I use a purple, then I can just stripe with white and then I'm done, right?
Ta-da.
Ta-da. So I'm super excited to get some of those. I have some that are already semi ready to go. And then I'm excited to get some other ones. I want to do the, oh my God, I forgot his name. Caldor Drago. Ungrim, Iron Fist. Jeez.
Caldor Drago?
Caldor Drago. I wasn't even close.
Who is that? He's a 40K guy.
Yeah, he is.
Why can't I think of who that actually is? Is he like a Imperial Fist or something?
I don't know, man. Caldor Drago is...
No, he's a Grey Knight, right?
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Oh my God, you know why I know that? It's because the first 40K tournament I ever went to, this guy brings out Grey Knights, right?
Yeah, and he gave you a hard time for bringing two Storm things.
No, this is before that. This is before that. So I have a Hammerhead. This is before Tau got their new book and were overpowered, right? I have a Hammerhead, and I saw that there was a Land Raider, and his Grey Knights and a Land Raider, and I was like, that's got to die. So I shot it. And my incredible luck with penetration, armor penetration dice back in the day, right? You know, boom, boom, penetrated that Land Raider. Let me tell you, exploded. Caldor Drago and a bunch of Terminators pop out and just ate everything I owned. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, because that was back when that army could win with like 10 models.
Dude, it was brutal. Anyways, Ungrim, Iron Fist. Did I say that name right?
I think so.
Yeah, is one of the minis that I'll probably not contrast and like actually spend the time on, right?
Yeah, he's your general and an awesome character.
Right, and there's so many dope things that Nick got me. Like there's some banner bearers and whatnot that are just super cool. So I'll spend time with those, probably the Doomseekers as well. But, you know, contrast as much as you can so it can get relatively tabletop ready. But that's been my hobbied, and I've been playing Magic the Gathering against myself since we last chatted.
I need to actually like that idea to try out those decks, see how they work and what's going on with it.
It makes you think about, because one of my decks is blue white control, and it makes me think like, oh, I would have just played this instead of being cautious and think like, oh, you know, I wonder if they have something that could do something, right? So anyways, what have you hobbied and gamed and played?
I haven't really gamed other than Magic. With the Ninja Turtles set coming out, I did all the pre-release events and I've been having a great time with that. I love that set so much. I was supposed to play a game this past week to try out this list we're going to talk about today. But then I realized I was double booked for a wrestling thing for my daughter, the end of the season banquet. So, you know, family comes first. So sorry, old world. Sometimes.
I'll be the Brooks in the house and just say, hey, just tell your daughter to do better. And that, no, right. That's Pony.
But I have done some hobbying because I've decided, based on the end of last recording, that I want to play ogres for this event.
Heck yeah.
So I've been working on painting up the tyrant on a stonehorn for the general. Because I bought one like secondhand at our local game store that was like, I think it was like kind of Zenithal sprayed.
Sure.
And that was like it. So, slapping some paint on that. Yes, sir.
How many stonehorns do you have in your list?
Just one.
Okay, good. You weren't a jerk like some other jerk that we know, meaning me.
Well, yeah, I'm not proxying the other beast as a stonehorn.
Oh, that's right.
I have
right.
a stonehorn and a thunder tusk. We'll get that's there. Right. and then I had, what else was on the painting table? Oh, the model that's going to be the bruiser in the list as well, which I'm realizing I don't really need to paint another bruiser because I do have like the old pirate man-eater model I usually use as a bruiser.
Okay.
So that should be fine. And then I got to get a bunch of Nobblers table ready. I'm trying to build, we'll talk about it a bit, but I'm trying to build a list where there's the least amount I have to paint.
Sure.
Because one of the things I have to paint is a tyrant on a stonehorn. So that's going to take forever as it is.
Correct.
It's a huge model. But after how well I saw the Priest of Ulrich did in my last game, I got one of the three mounted Priest of Ulrich I have
nice.
Glued together on the proper base and primed. I started getting some paint on it just because it was like, well, I need to use the actual model for this because he was great. And then I assembled all that Star Wars Legion stuff for the network and I got all that right. sprayed. So many models. And I painted the T-47 airspeeder for Rebels in Legion.
And it looks so good, dude.
Thanks. It was one of those that's like sometimes painting Star Wars stuff is so nice because it's like two colors. Like,
yep, right. Yep.
I sprayed it Wraithbone and then like kind of like what's it called? The pin
washing?
Kind of pin washed all the little lines and whatnot with I think I actually used the contrast black.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that would give me a better coverage than like Nuln Oil, because I don't know what they did to Nuln Oil, but it's not the same as it used to be. It sucks now.
Yeah, it's like murky water.
I don't know, like they just took all the pigment out. I was like, yep. Okay, why, what? And then like there's a couple red markings on it and like blue for the windows. Mm-hmm. I was like, that was it. It was like what, maybe 2 hours of work, if that.
If it ain't broke, man.
Right, counting the base. And it was like, I don't need to highlight it really. Like it's also, you know, just meant to be tabletop quality. I'm not going to go crazy with it. So that was kind of nice. Like the right. Star Wars vehicles are the easiest things to paint because they're usually two colors.
Yeah. I mean, 70s sci-fi, you know, is it white or gray?
But yeah, that's been my go-to lately. Like I said, once I get the Tyrant done or done enough, I got bunch of Nobblers and I need to rebase them. I probably won't rebase them. I'll probably put them on a steal my Skaven the
conversion
trays. There we go. Thank you.
Yep. Listen, we are sharing a single brain cell right now. So
apparently, good Lord.
We're gonna try our best.
My psychiatrist recommend I take melatonin earlier in the night, and I think it's starting to make me sleepy.
You already took it?
She said you should take it at like 6:37 at night. And I was like, I usually take it like as I'm laying down in bed.
That's an extremely specific time, by the way.
Well, because I told her I usually go to bed between like 9:30 and 10-ish.
Yeah, but why would she pick 6:37?
Because it's like 2.5-3 hours before you go to bed. Dance, I know we're trying to get me to say it, and I'm not doing it.
Dan's too tired to get the joke.
No, I get it. I just don't. I'm not going to say those two numbers next to each other.
No, the joke is you said 6:37, like 37 minutes after 6.
Oh, I thought you were trying to get me to say 6:07.
6:07.
Oh, no, you did it.
Anyways.
Oh, we lost all our listeners.
Yeah, right. Everybody's done. Everybody's done.
These idiots.
Taylor's the worst, which is fair. But yeah, so today, wow. We are going to talk, which we're going to hope to talk about our lists for Brooks' event that he is putting on April 25th, 2026 at 11 a.m. in Amesbury, Massachusetts, called Restorming the Castle.
I'm excited.
Amesbury, Massachusetts has a great Chinese food place.
That was really good.
It also has a really, really, really phenomenal pizza place.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That was real great. I super
forgot about
happy
that for a second.
Our waitress was very cool. Full of tattoos. I was kind of jealous. I want more tattoos. Anyways, you can sign up for Restorming the Castle on Best Coast Pairings. If you search Beards, Ears, and Skulls, it'll be one of the two things that populates. Don't pick the one in October. That already happened. Pick the one in April. That one hasn't happened yet.
Good job. Right?
I know how math works. So yeah, this is 2,000 points. There is a whole Google Doc scenario list that we went over in the last episode. We won't go over the whole thing again, but Dan and I have written lists. Mine might change a little bit because mine is just, I don't think it's great, but it is also Slayers, so I don't know how great it can be. So do you want to draw straws? Do you want to go first? I'm really bad at drawing, so I don't know if I'll be able to draw a straw.
I already started talking about mine a bit, and yeah, I need some help filling in the last little bit of points because I just made some changes right before we started. Your screen was lit up.
Gosh, I clicked on the wrong
Minded
tab. Minded
yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Did your screen go to sleep?
Is that... Jeepers. No, I clicked on a tab. I was like, why is this here?
White light. Okay, so yeah, ogres. We're using the Renegade rules here, which ogres don't have many changes. Not as much as other armies. I'll bring that up as I talk about this, because I don't remember exactly what those changes are. But I'm going to start with a tyrant on a stonehorn, as I already said, because that's awesome.
Yeah.
They're so good. Like, you just have a bucket load of wounds. It's got 9 wounds at toughness 6, which and is it, just full plate armor on the stonehorn. Which is pretty great.
Does it reduce multiple wounds to 1 or by 1? I can never remember.
Okay, so that is the Stonehorn's, where is it? Stone Skeleton rule. If it gets hit by multiple wounds, it reduces the number of wounds lost by 1 to a minimum of 1.
By 1, okay. So
whatever cannons.
Yeah, right?
Plus 1? Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
I think not.
No.
No.
Just no. Because why not? I'm throwing the Cackling Blade on him.
Okay.
So you can get the sweet plus D6 attacks at strength plus 1 AP 1.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because if I roll a natural 6, he gets 6 attacks and takes 1 wound. It's like, oh no, I have 9. I don't care.
That's stupid.
Right? Like, whatever. Oh no, I lost a wound. Oh no.
It's wait, is this the same strength?
Plus 1 strength.
Oh, so strength 6?
Yeah.
Plus D6 attacks. That could be 11 attacks. That's so good.
He starts with 5 attacks. Yeah, he's gross. Only AP 1, but whatever.
Boo-hoo. That's enough attacks for a whole unit.
So I also gave him a Paymaster's coin for the time I roll terribly to hit, because I do that
all the time.
Because it's single use only, but I can reroll any failed rolls to hit in that combat phase. have to double check FAQs and stuff. The bearer of the Playmaster's coin, it doesn't say and not his mount, so I don't know if that would count for the Stonehorn.
I'll look it up.
I want to say I don't think it does. But then I had some extra points after changing things around, so I also gave him the Cathayan Jet Pendant.
Cool.
Which is one I don't normally look at much, because these usually the characters are in units, but obviously he's not going to be if he's on a Stonehorn. So he just gets a little 6-up ward save against any wounds suffered from a magic missile, a magic vortex, or an assailment.
Okay.
So just that's 10 points for a 6-up ward save against a few things. Like, yeah, whatever. I don't have points to give him any more than that. And then I also gave him the Giant Breaker big name. So he's actually strength 6 naturally. So he's hitting at strength 7. But he can't refuse a challenge, which there are very few things I wouldn't want him in a challenge against anyway.
Yeah, for real.
Especially when the Stonehorn is there with its, where is it? That's something else I need to look into. The Tyrant has impact hits 2, and the Stonehorn has impact hits D6 plus 1. You just take the higher, right? You don't put them, you don't have both, I don't think.
Of the impact hits?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you just take the higher. But, you know, D6 plus 1, strength 6, AP 2, impact hits is pretty nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Paymaster's coin says the bearer and not the model. So it is the ogre.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, not the model. Good call. But yeah, so he's just hit things real hard.
Smack things with sword.
He's real good at that. And then he's backed up by his buddy, the Bruiser, who is not a BSB because... I don't want to do that. I gave him a great weapon. Actually, I could change one thing I just changed potentially to give him points to be the BSB. But for right now, we'll see if we want to change that. He's got a great weapon, heavy armor. He's on foot. I gave him the Demon Slayer scars, so he causes terror.
Cool.
Because that's always fun. Talisman of Protection for a little bit of defense. And then the Beast Killer big name. Where he can reroll a once per turn, he can reroll a single failed to wound roll against something with large target, which isn't like fantastic, but it's a 5-point big name, and I don't think I can have Giant Killer again. I think big names you only have once in each army.
That sounds right.
Remember, and that's it for characters. Just hits you real hard. No magic, because magic doesn't work anymore. So.
Let's see. Yeah, it really doesn't. I'm very slightly disappointed.
Right. It's just I just never make the casting rolls anymore. But I also have been playing a fair bit of Skaven, and like Warp Lightning is too high of a casting roll anyway.
Well, they also get like warp coins and stuff to make it easier.
Well, yeah, but then they just always die.
Yeah.
When I do it.
So if you take
just roll ones on those dice anyway.
So it specifically says in the Legacy book for Ogre Kingdoms, there's a little asterisk next to maybe mounted. It says, note that if this option is chosen, the model loses its impact hits.
Oh, so that makes perfect sense. Okay, yeah, great.
The Overlord loses his impact hits. You only use a Stonehorn. And it doesn't say for big names, not that I'm reading anywhere, that you can only choose one.
Okay, so I might give him Giant Breaker too.
Each big name gives a character certain benefits in the form of additional special rules.
I really like more strength. So then he's hitting at strength 8 with his great weapon.
I love that.
Almost everything he'll be wounding on 2s. And then, so I got rid of the reroll to wound. But that's okay.
You can't have everything, Dan.
No. I can try.
All right, who else is in there?
So then we got our core. We're starting with 6 Iron Guts with full command and a Lookout Nobbler, because nice. I love Iron Guts. Big old ogres with heavy armor and great weapons. Yeah, I just love great weapons. And then 2 units of bulls, 1 5 strong with additional hand weapons, 1 4 strong with iron fists. And that was mostly just due to points at the end. Having them be, I had 6 and 3 at first, and I was like, well, I feel like a little more balanced makes more sense.
Yeah.
And then 2 units of 20 Nobblers. And that, we talked about this last time. It's half the reason I'm taking this list, just because Knobblers are awesome. I mean, they're kind of not. I mean, they're crap. They're just garbage, right? Weapon skill 2, strength 2, toughness 3, leadership 5. They have hand weapons and throwing weapons.
They are, if I may say, largely insignificant.
They really are. they're still BS3, though. It's ridiculous.
Don't.
Let's see. Ooh. I could go with like Knobbler Trappers. Obviously, they're like actually good because they can scout and they skirmish with that throwing weapons. We saw how good that can be with Gutter Runners, but the only Blizzard Skill 3 for that, but their champion actually is weapon or Blizzard Skill 4.
Shut up. Are you serious?
The Knobbler Trapper champion called the Snare Finger is Blizzard Skill 4.
Well, guys, this has been a great episode. I'm done with the show. I'm going to melt all my minis.
Oh, whoops. I accidentally added the Trappers to the list. I didn't mean
oh,
to.
Oh, no.
Trapper. But
that's so dumb. That's so dumb.
I added 3 units of Trappers to my list. I was just looking at their stats. But I... Taking the Knobblers partly for the lulls, partly for the classic, like these are in the list, so you have some combat res, right? Like
sure.
The idea is that the Knobblers only ever get into combat with ogres or with one of the character, you know, with the tyrant on his stone horn, just to give some ranks and probably not wounds. They can't the only command they can take is a champion for 5 points to get one more Knobbler attack, so I'm not bothering with that.
The leadership doesn't even go up. Oh my gosh.
I think we talked about this last time. He costs 2.5 times as much as a normal Knobbler, and he just gets +1 attack.
Yeah, that weapon skill 2, strength 2 attack.
Just really going to matter. But the fact that they have Horde and Close Order it's going to be kind of nice. I wish they could take banners, but I get why they don't have that. But either way, like with infantry, like you could easily be getting the Close Order outnumber and like 2 to 3 ranks depending on how many are still alive. The only downside to that is that it's like, well, they could give up combat res easily because
correct
skill 2, toughness 3, no armor.
Yeah. Yeah, if anybody looks at them,
yeah, right. Let's just, they charge in with the tyrant, the tyrant kills the whole front rank before they go anyway.
And the tyrant has a huge base too, and a round thing in your face. So if the tyrant lasts 1 round of combat, then you can charge and not get as many Knobblers in, like as close, right? Especially if you're going up against me and I can only fight in my movement value, then it becomes an issue for me.
But yeah, so that's core special. We got to have a Knobbler scrap launcher, partly because I love it, partly because I have one painted, and it's just more Knobblers. I have a unit of 2 lead belchers. Which Renegades gives them slightly different rules.
Yeah.
In their version, they have, again, they can choose how they shoot it with a solid shot or a scatter shot. The solid shot is range 24, strength 5, AP 2, multiple wounds 2, armor bane 1, cumbersome, whole bunch of rules there, but that's pretty sweet. Or scatter shot is range 18, strength 4, AP 1. With armor bane 1, cumbersome again, but multiple shots 3.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But they do also ignore penalties for moving and shooting and multiple shots.
Those are some big changes, because the scatter shot is just if you hit, then it becomes D3 hits, as opposed to you get multiple hits, multiple shots, right? D3?
I went to look at it on looking at Old World Builder, but I have the Renegade selected, so it's the same rule anyway.
No. It is different. So
I believe you.
because it adds an armor piercing value and its strength 4, which is super
pretty cool. Nice.
And so the Thunder Fist is Blitz Skill 4 too, so you're set, man. What else could you want in life?
Wait, what? The unit goes up, the champion goes up to that? Oh, I gotta find points for that guy. Oh, I'm 5 points over now. Ah.
Just to piss Taylor off. I need a Blitz Skill 4 ogre.
Absolutely worth it. I did have 2 units of 2 lead belchers before, but I decided to drop one to be able to take 2 gorgers in rare.
Uh-huh.
Because love Gorgers.
Dude, for real.
I gave them both Vanguard. The last time Taylor used the Ogres against me, it was very effective to just run the Gorgers right up in front of whatever units. And it just kind of, it really slowed my army down. I forget what I was playing at the time. Was it Beastmen?
No, I gave him Scouts, dude. I scouted him.
You scouted him and then moved right into my face, right?
Yeah. Because I can't charge, but I can march 12.
That's fair. Yeah, that makes more sense. I'm going to give him Scouts instead of Vanguard.
Yeah. Give them Wicked Claws.
They're both good, but I'm not going to give them both. That's silly. And then the last thing is Thunder Tusk.
Yep.
Which I love. I don't think they're as good as they were in 8th edition because they lost the Sphere of Frost Wreath Iced that I can never say. Instead, they get a stupid breath attack, which is just useless.
Listen, breath attacks are just so good. This one's the best, too, because it's strength 2. Dang.
It's so stupid.
So good. Damn.
I hate breath weapons as it is. Strength 2, AP 1. Multiple wounds, D3. What am I breathing on anyway?
Like, don't allow an armor save. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's literally frozen air. I don't know. Air.
Or even if I could do it in combat like you could in 8th edition and just when it was like just 2d6 hits.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was fantastic. The numbing chill rule it's got for being super cold is not bad. The only problem is it's only models in base contact with it.
Yeah.
So for -1 to their weapon skill and initiative, which is kind of nuts. Initiative, I don't think is huge because you're probably hopefully you're charging with this thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the minus weapon skill is nice because ogres don't have good weapon skill in general.
It could come in handy, the -1 initiative, depending on what you're going up against, because if you stay in combat, you're all initiative 2.
Yeah.
You know,
so
striking Sentinel could be nice.
It's certainly not bad. I kind of miss the old, like, the unit that it was in contact with just had strikes last.
Yeah, that was real good.
But that might be a little brutal. But I love these guys. They get D3 impact hits and 3 stomps.
Yeah.
Not D3, just 3, which is sweet. First charge is awesome. Close order doesn't matter anymore, but like Howdah's nice. The guys on the back have 360 line of sight with their chain trap and harpoon launcher. They used to have rules where like they were pretty good at shooting from the back of it, but I don't think that's really the case anymore. I don't think they have that anymore. But I am 5 points over now, so I got to find somewhere to lose 5 points because I gave that Lead Belcher champion an upgrade.
Just shut up.
I think the easy answer is just let's just not do that. It's only
drop 3 knobblers. You'll be good.
No, their minimum unit size is 20.
Oh, fair.
My 40-point model, 40-point units.
That's so stupid that that's only 40 points for just a brick of knobblers.
80 knobblers, 80 points.
Just take
40 knobblers, 80 points.
Just take one unit of 80 in horde formation.
Choking on my spit.
8 ranks of 10.
Oh my god. No, 8th edition horde.
It'd be so stupid.
It would be so bad with their leader. They have horde, right? No, they don't have warband, though, so they can't even improve their leadership. They have to be near the general.
Oh, that's so funny.
Maybe they would be better in one big unit then. Just make sure that unit's always in range of the general. Oh, do I have the hiccups now? Oh, no. Hiccups suck.
I kind of want to see. You know what I'm kind of miffed about? It's complete sidetrack here is I never got to try my Night Goblin list that had a one unit of 100 Night Goblins with spears.
I'm glad. That sounds awful. Oh.
And then it had like 2 or 3 units of bows, and all of them had 3 fanatics and mangler squigs and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, just a 10 by 10 brick of Night Goblins.
That's ridiculous.
Be awesome. I mathed it out too. They would fit in a deployment zone because I was kind of worried. But if you fail one break test, they're gone. So, and they fear elves. It's real bad.
Oh, because they stink funny.
They stink funny. Well, that's a fun list. I friggin' love seeing ogres anywhere. So, pretty excited to see that. And yours is going to be
a fun list. I don't know if it's going to be good, but it'll be fun to throw on the table. And I gotta figure out how to, what am I going to do to get 40 Nobblers table ready?
Hope and pray.
Oh my God. They're so stupid.
They're so fun. The minis are good is the problem, but there's like so many little bits on them.
They're really not bad. And the models are good for being over 20 years old. Mm-hmm. But like, what's nice is that the list is mostly painted. I think I have to paint one of the two Gorgers. My Thunder Tusk is painted. Lead Belchers are painted. Scrap Launchers painted. I think all the Bulls and Iron Guts are painted. I have to sort through them and make sure I have enough standards and whatnot. And then the Bruiser is painted. I could, like I said, I'll just use the guy with the holding up the anchor.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause he looks dope. And then painting the Tyrant. So it's really just the Tyrant and the Nobblers and one Gorger. That's not bad at all for like, well, I got over a month.
Right. Absolutely. Can I make a suggestion?
Of course.
Do 20 Nobblers first and then some fun things. So that way you're not burnt out by the time you start the 40 Nobblers.
Right. Well, so the Nobblers, almost all of them have some green on them. Our buddy JB, cool. They're like technically his, but I've had them for years now.
Decades.
He got at least green on almost all of them. So like they have a little something, and like worst case scenario, I'll throw the like some basing on them. But I really want to get the Tyrant done because like I feel like my general should be painted.
Yeah, no, totally fair.
That's like number one priority.
Totally fair. Yeah, I gotta work on Ungrim and at least Dragon Slayer and then some other things.
And then what do you got? How many slayers you bring in?
A lot.
You got your little big boys.
I got my little big boys. My list is 2,000 points on the nose, and I'm very excited about that. What I'm not excited about is I didn't bring a Goblin Hewer, and I can't justify the points now. I can't. They're just,
especially
they're
bad. Especially that FAQ that made it way worse.
It was not good to begin with.
Right.
So why did they need to kick it in the dirt? Anyways, they just GW thinks ballistic skill shooting is the greatest thing that happens in this game.
It's just not.
So anyways, Ungrim as my general. Really no other reason besides I think he's dope. I don't think he's a great option to be a Slayer general, to be honest. I think he's good. But I don't know. I definitely believe that a Demon Slayer might be better, but it's Ungrim. Come on. I'm doing a Slayer list. You got to take Ungrim, right?
Right. Like,
and his kit isn't horrible. You know what I mean? He's got the Axe of Dargo, which is strength plus 2 AP 3 Monster Slayer, which is pretty dope.
Is that why you thought Drago before? Because he has the Axe of Dargo?
That might be it, actually.
I can see your brain making that connection.
Right? and he actually has armor, which is wild.
That's just not right.
Right? So he's got light armor, and then the Slayer Crown improves his armor by 2 and gives him a 5-up ward. So he's a Slayer that has a save, which is weird.
That's crazy.
Right?
So crazy.
So, you know, he's rocking out strength 6, AP 3 Monster Slayer. I don't know. I think that's pretty dope.
Sticker.
Right? So the nice thing about him, which is just hilarious, is he's weapon skill 9.
He's
initiative 5. Like, he is combat.
That's so much. That's so many weapon skills.
It's so many weapon skills. I also brought a Dragon Slayer. He's my BSB. And the reason he's my BSB is because I didn't want to bring a unit of Brotherhood of Grimnir because they're okay.
But they're the special thing you get in the army.
They're pretty okay. One of the nice things about them is they can take the Master Rune of Grungni, which I was just like, no, I'm going to put it on a Slayer instead, on a BSB instead. I think, right? Is that right? Yeah, they can take 100 points of stuff and things. So yeah, I don't know. They're not stellar. I'm not interested in them. I could swap out. We might be able to do that. Anyways, so I got the Dragon Slayer. He's BSB. He's got the Master Rune of Grugni, and an additional hand weapon. You know, just get poops and giggles. And that's it. He's relatively naked other than that. And I needed to take a Dragon Slayer so that way I could take Doomseekers. Because you have to have, you get 4 Doomseekers per Dragon and Demon Slayer taken.
Say it again, you get...
You can have up to 4 Doomseekers for each Dragon or Demon Slayer taken.
For each?
Yeah.
Does Ungrim count as one of those?
No, he does not.
Dragon or Demon Slayer?
No, he does not.
That's so silly.
It's very silly. So that's one of the other reasons why a Demon Slayer is sometimes better. Because then you can have 8 Doomseekers. Sadly, I only have 4.
Right, you have to have 8.
Right?
That's crazy.
My core is 3 identical units of 21 Slayers.
3 units of 21?
Yeah. With a standard bearer, and 7 of them have great weapons, and 14 have additional hand weapons. So, you know, casual 63 Slayers.
That's kind of nuts.
I could drop one of the units and then take a unit of Brotherhood and then make my Dragon Slayer not a BSB and just have him like be either tooled out or just a wimp, right? Just as like attacks. So I might tinker with that. We'll see.
Tinker's tinker.
But yeah. 3 units of 21 Slayers, you know, that are unbreakable just sounds hilarious.
And like you went up against a good Slayer list not long ago.
I took a look at it and I was like, this is trash. This looks like garbage. And then it beat the snot out of me. I was like, oh.
Yeah, out of those Slaanesh demons that are no joke.
Yeah, for real. I mean, most of the wounds that he did were done with Deathblow too. I was like, this is not supposed to be happening.
Wait a minute.
Death's Blow is supposed to be real bad. But turns out, it works. So for special, and that's, yeah, so those 3 units are 858 points in core, which is brutal.
What else you got besides Doomseekers? I can't remember what else is in this list.
So I've got 3 Doomseekers that are naked. They're just 50-point Doomseekers.
Yeah.
And then I tooled up one of them a little bit. It's 155 points. So I gave him 105 points worth of stuff, right? So he's got the Rune of Might. So he's strength 6, I think. Yeah, strength 6. And then I gave him the Rune of Endless Battle, which is every attack it makes that causes an unsafe wound immediately makes 1 additional attack. They don't cause that with impact hits. Rune of the Hateful, so he has Hatred all enemies, and Rune of Wrath, so he's got +1 attack. So 2d3 +1 attacks, and then he can just continue to slice and dice at strength 6. And if you kill him, you don't get points for him.
That yeah, how much point denial do you have in this?
305 points. So if you kill the 4 Doomseekers, it's 305 points that you don't get. Yeah. So I'm going to throw them at anything and everything. And then our last unit, and this is one of the reasons that I took Ungrim, and this is one of Dan's most hated units, is 18 Hammerers.
I forgot they could take Hammerers.
With full command.
No.
And the Rune of Confusion. So if you charge them, you don't get your initiative bonus. You charge them, they get +1 initiative, +1 attack, and you don't get your initiative bonus.
But it's okay. It's not quite the one that's like you don't get any charge bonus things, right?
I want to do that one, but it's an extra 10 points and I don't have points for it. So if I
drop one Slayer.
Well, that's the thing. If I drop one of the Slayer units and take a unit of Brotherhood instead and then tool down the Dragon Slayer, I should be able to do that. Right.
I'm just saying, just drop one Slayer from one of those units and you've got points.
Yeah, but then I don't have 21, 21, and 21.
I'm giving him a look with my eyes closed. That's fair. Okay, I can understand needing that 21, 21, 21. But then you put one of the characters in that unit back to 21. Boom, solved.
You did it.
I'm the best.
You saved the day.
Save the world.
Save the entire world. Oh my gosh. All right. That's 431 points.
For what?
So I did a unit of 18 Brotherhood of Grimnir with the Master Rune of Grugni, and a Standard Bearer and a Shrine Keeper. It's 431 points.
For how many of them?
18. It's just more 18? Points. It's more points than the Hammerers.
That's crazy.
It's absolutely insane.
And they have no save, right? Or they get like a 6 of ward save or something.
Let's see. They have no armor. Do they have the... I don't see a save, no. Because the Blessing of Grimnir is the wizard dispel. That's insane.
Right, they can dispel like a wizard. Like just the champion can or something.
Yeah, yep. Which is cool because you have to kill the whole unit in order for that ability to go away. Let's see. 21-inch range and plus one to their dispel.
And everything's MR1?
MR2.
No one's getting spells off against you anyway. Like, if they're targeted at the units, they're not getting them off anyway. MR2 right, basically exactly. Shuts down magic missiles and hexes. Like, they're already hard enough to cast, and then you're going to increase the difficulty by 2.
Why is this unit so expensive? What's so good? Oh, they have 2 attacks apiece. Their weapon skill 5 base, strength 4 base. They all have Grommar weapons. All right, these guys are kind of dope, actually.
Yeah, 2 attacks, weapon skill 5 is, I mean, they're Chaos Chosen just without armor.
And one extra point apiece, I can just give them a whole bunch of additional hand weapons. That's hilarious.
Then you lose your Grommar weapons rule.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
What is right. Is you that know, one just the usual AP1?
Yeah, yep.
I think an extra attack is worth it.
Yeah, honestly.
3 attacks each, because you're going to need to get as much as you possibly can out of them when they get to combat, because they are going to have the biggest target on them from yep. shooting and probably, well, maybe not magic, but any shooting is going to go at them, I would think.
Right, exactly.
But at the same time, they could be a good magnet for that. You know, tank some hits. Your True. Other units are doing just fine, probably.
True, and their toughness 4, right? So... that's got some merit to it. Just, I can't believe they're 431 points for 18 of them.
I mean, not even 20 dudes. That's crazy expensive.
To be fair, that banner is 80 points as well. So it's 300 and some odd without the banner.
But you know how good that banner is. Like, your dwarves aren't charging a lot of the time. They're getting charged because they're so slow.
Oh, no, no, and no, no.
That
no.
banner is like...
This is the banner that gives this unit a 5 up ward save, and then every unit within 6 inches a 6 up ward save for shooting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, totally worth it on that. Units that's already that expensive to keep them alive better before they get into combat.
Right.
I think that's, yeah.
I agree. I think that's, yeah. Wait, so where's that 25 points coming from? Oh, he's the BSB. Yeah, get rid of that. All right, so I only have to drop 323 points to get this to work. So if I drop one of the units at 18 Slayers, I got to drop 37 points. Dang. Dang, dang, dang. Yep. So that's my list. Yeah, we're going to do some Brotherhood of Grimnir.
Interesting.
Yeah, 18 Hammerers, 18 Brotherhood, and 2 units of 21 Slayers.
Also.
Yes?
That's fewer models you need to paint.
That's true. And honestly, I can make this work by dropping one Doomseeker or removing a bunch of upgrades from one of the Doomseekers, which honestly, I think removing upgrades is the better call.
Doomseekers, like, you can make them gross with a ton of upgrades, but at the same time, they don't really need it.
They really don't, dude. Yeah, if I remove all those upgrades, I now have 58 points to play with. Cool. Ooh, cool. Fun. Cool. That's a whole nother Doomseeker. Oh, no, wait, I got to take a Dragon Slayer to do that. Oh, man, this is awesome. Oh, can I do that? Sure can. Hammerers are now veterans.
Hammerers are now veterans. Oh, gross.
And then I can just...
You don't need to be... Well, that doesn't work on break tests, but I don't think true. That's a bad thing. That's not going to come up very often.
No, it probably won't. Especially, I think Ungrim is leadership 10. He is. But just God forbid that, you know, I lose that one leadership test there. That'd be insane. Because they're not immune to psychology. Yep, yep, yep. Actually, I might give them shields instead because they have shield wall. Anyways, yeah, that's my list. So what we're working with now with 40 points to spare is a naked dragon slayer, Ungrim, two units of 21 slayers with 14 additional hand weapons and seven great weapons. And then four naked doomseekers, 18 brotherhood with the master rune of Grugni, and that's their only upgrade besides the champion. And then 18 hammerers with the champ, the master rune of hesitation that Dan loves so very, very much, and shields. Dang. Dang, dang, dang.
How many darfs are you putting down the table?
All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 individual models plus 36 is 42. Plus 42 is 84. 84 dwarves.
That seems like a lot.
84 slayers. it's your Noblars plus four.
No, oh. I only have 40 Noblars.
Oh, you're right. It's two times your Noblars. Plus four. All right, we're back to 2,000 points, boys. One of the Doomseekers has a Rune of Fury and a Rune of Wrath. He's got 2d3 plus two attacks. We did.
You for getting back to 2,000 exactly.
We saved the day. Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm really excited to try this list now. What are you doing tomorrow? No. Cool. Well, I'm literally losing Dan. He is asleep at the moment. So, ladies and gentlemen, this event is going to be
absolutely... My doctor was right about melatonin. I'm sleepy.
He's going to have to get Danny to carry him upstairs. this event, Amesbury, Massachusetts, April 25th. Go to Best Coast Pairings and just search Beards or Beards Ears, and it should be one of the two that pops up. Choose the one in April. It's going to be an absolute blast. Dan and I are going to be there. Brooks is going to be there. Dr. D should be there. And then a bunch of other awesome. I think Nick Cannon is going. Nick Barron is going too. Excuse me, which is really incredible. So yeah, be there or be a rectangle. Where else you should be is at professionalcasual.com that has all of our socials, podcasts, blogs, merch, everything's on there, including our links for things like twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, where we have, oh yeah, the Power Phase on Tuesdays. We got Dr. D's Disaster Zone, where he is streaming at right now while we're recording. And then Ben pops on every now and then, plays some games. You want to send some stuff, P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861. And if you want to send some feet pics to Tim, you can send them to 603-803-3235. Just make sure you're holding miniatures between your toes before you send the picture, okay? Because he's going to love
his
that.
Favorite.
And he's going to know that I sent him. I did that. That was me. Anyways, I much appreciate every single one of you that listen and hang out in the Discord and all that sort of stuff. I appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for being here. Thanks for loving me. Dan, you want to say anything before we go Betty Buys?
Oh, the usual. May your dice always roll sixes unless it's a leadership test.
I didn't think you were going to keep going. Oh, the usual. Good night.
you know what I say here.
You know
just
the words.
Say it to yourself. Just say it in your head.
Sleepy Dan's my favorite. All right, love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2e actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, the Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolfthorpe actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. and on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork. We've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.